on Downtown Friday afternoon, and time to celebrate as we wrapped up today, Downtown Madness 2021. It's our ninth annual opportunity for listeners to vote for their favorite downtown guest of the year. We began with a field of over 120 people. We came down to the finals, Paula Poundstone versus historian and author Heather Cox Richardson. And it could not have been closer. Right down until we close the voting at the top of the show. And Paula Poundstone is this year's Downtown Madness champion, winning by one vote. Now, I reached out to Paula to see if we could talk with her this afternoon, but she had some pressing business. She's got to scrub her living room rug, but she said she could make some time for us. So on the telephone, we're pleased to be joined by Paula Poundstone. Hi, Paula. It's Rich. And, well, congratulations on getting that rug clean.
Oh, I haven't even started yet. I'm in the preparation phases. I vacuumed half of it, and now I'm preparing the bucket. It's a hands and knees scrubbing operation. It's 5 hours.
Oh my gosh! Well, then we'll focus
on. I'm really excited about it, though.
We'll focus on the other thing, and that's that you are the 2021 Downtown Madness champion, voted the most popular guest on our show over the last year.
Wow. Thank you very much. I'm assuming it was a buzzer beater.
It was. It was right down to the wire with you and historian and author Heather Cox Richardson.
Oh, wow. I saw some of the, I saw some of the chart, and there were some difficult wins there.
Oh, listen, this is who you beat. Colin Mockery, Julia Duffy, Richard Schiff, Jeff Daniels, and Ed Asner.
Wow. You know what? And you know how I did it was from a lot of prep work, studying the films, watching the video of them work, and, knowing their weaknesses, knowing their strengths. Well, I'm very flattered. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you take the crown from the defending champion. Last year's winner was actor Stephen Tobolowsky.
Oh, wow.
And other winners have included Bryan Cranston, John O'Hurley from Seinfeld. So it's pretty good company.
Yeah, that is good company. I just saw a story about this. I haven't seen the actual incident, but it was like Miss. It was Mrs. World, I think, competition. I think it was Mrs. Sri Lanka ripped the crown off someone else's head.
Wow.
Yeah. So as I wear my crown, I'm going to also walk around town with a protective stance, knowing that any one of these challengers could rush up to me and try to rip it off.
Oh, and Asner would be the guy I would suspect.
Oh, yeah. You always got to take a defensive stance when you're with Ed Asner.
Now, this is what I'm thinking, though. Does this finally ease some of the pain from that loss to Amy Hayes?
It's a salve. For sure.
in the what, sixth grade class president? Was that it?
It was a sixth grade class president, and Amy Hayes won. I reflected on that a lot during the, during the last, few months of, several months of, suspicions about, people trying to say that the election was stolen and January 6th and all this. And I thought, in the sixth grade, when Amy Hayes won the class presidency, I didn't for a moment say that it was rigged. I simply went home and cried. And that's okay in a democracy. Crying is fine.
Yes. I mean, there's a chance that Heather Cox Richardson is shedding a tear as we speak.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt.
We were talking about before we gave you a call here. We have been very impressed continuing to do your online workout regimen?
I started with 10 push-ups twice a day, and then I started just by adding on one each week. And then it's sort of grown because people on Twitter say, well, you know, if you're going to do those muscles, you really got to do, you know, you got to do some other exercise. So it's sort of built and built. And but I sort of guessed about myself that if I told other people I was doing it and encouraged them to join in, that I would be forced to do it. You know, because once I say I am, I would feel awful about, you know, not. So it's, and I think I've got upwards of 6 or 7 other people on Twitter joining me.
Well, that's impressive. That's quite a, some coattails there, pulling people along for the ride. Are the cats any more helpful than last time we talked with you?
No. In fact, I do these sit-ups now. I was doing regular, well, you know, the kind with your knees up where you just, you know, sort of crunches, basically. I was doing those until I got to those. I started at 10, but I add on one each session. And so when I got up to 50, I switched to the side-to-side kind of sit-ups where you have your knees up and you reach to one side with your right hand and grab your right ankle. You reach to the other side with your left hand and grab your left ankle. You get the idea. And each pair counts as one. And when, so I switched when I hit 50 of the other kind of sit-ups because I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I can do these in these increasing numbers. Mm. And yesterday, as I was doing 60, I think it was, my cat Theo decided it would be a good idea to jump on my stomach, you know. Basically, she was like one of those online trainers that just wants to make sure that you're engaged.
Only her paws could tell how tight those abs were.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let me tell you, you tighten your abs just so their quads don't dig in quite as deep. It's really very effective.
We're talking with Paula Poundstone here on Downtown. Are you getting the vaccine, or have you had it already?
I have not had it already, and yes, I am going to get it. I just haven't yet. Stories of clicking late at night on the computer to get the appointment really have that has scared me more than I'm even scared of needles. But I am going to get it. I'm not sure. If I'm eligible, it would only have been within the last few days that I became eligible.
Right. Well, because we're lucky in Maine. We're pretty well ahead of the curve in getting younger people like yourself in line for this.
Oh, that's fantastic!
I think we just this week opened it up to everybody 16 and over.
I was thinking, worst case scenario, I just put together a little something here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you can probably whip something up in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. Something like, maybe with a Three Musketeers bar as a base. and you take it orally. I'm definitely getting the vaccine. I am I'm not a real good needle person. I didn't ever used to get the flu shot. And then this year I felt like, well, I really should. Because I don't want to complicate America's health problems. So, and I guess I did it last year as well, come to think of it, because I used to volunteer at a nursing home 2 mornings a week, which I can't do anymore because of COVID. But when I went to do it the first time, I wore a helmet and sunglasses. the helmet was in case I fainted, you know, so I didn't hit my head. And the sunglasses were because if you faint getting a flu shot, you really don't want people to be able to recognize you.
So. I'm right there. I have a hard time with needles myself. And so, you know, I'm like 6'6 and have to explain to these little tiny nurses why I can't look at them as they're giving me the needle. I have to look in the other direction. I'm not being rude. You just don't want to have to pick me up if I look at the needle and stare at it too much.
Yeah. Even when my kids were little and I had to take them for, you know, their vaccinations, it was, you know, I tried to kind of, you know, keep it cool and not, and I think I did a fairly good job of that. But there was one time when I think my middle daughter was getting some, I forget. But, you know, we would go in as a family, so, you know, all three kids getting their whatever it was they had to have, you know. And I was sitting in a chair, and now it's all over with. Everybody got what they needed. Fantastic. And I'm sitting in a chair in the you know, exam room, and I say to my daughter, Alex, honey, could you do me a favor? Can you go get a nurse? You know, they come in with the cold compress and the orange juice. Mommy will be fine.
They need to put it maybe in a chewable like the Flintstones vitamins.
Oh, man, wouldn't I love that? I would maybe, you know, well, we have, in most vaccinations, there's still vaccinations. Very few things have been switched to a more palatable. I'll tell you what I can't stand. And I get all sorts of, I get like a rasher on Twitter for saying this. Because people are like, no, everyone needs to see it. I cannot stand the photographs and the videos of people getting their vaccination.
Oh,
I don't understand
no.
the point of putting a picture of it up. We
right.
get it. Thank you. I know what that looks like. I don't want to see somebody's fleshy shoulder anymore. Thank you.
No, I'm completely with you on that. Are you going to be on Wait, Wait this weekend?
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm a font of knowledge. Oh, wait, this weekend.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Really fun other panelists. Joel, whose last name I can't remember right now, forgive me, and Maeve Higgins. So it was, you know, good, solid, fun panel. Good times are had.
Excellent. Well, we'll be tuned in to that tomorrow, no doubt about that. And we'll let you go because, well, you got serious work to do there on that rug, but appreciate you making time for us at the last minute here to celebrate your Downtown Madness champion. We're working on putting together some kind of like a WWE championship belt that we can deliver to you.
Oh, that sounds great. You know what? I need nothing. I'm just flattered and honored to be this year's champion. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We always love it when you visit.
Thank you to the listeners.
You bet. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend. And when you get that vaccination, it'll go smoothly, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure it will, actually. People tell me you barely even notice.
There you go. Well, thank you, Paula. Be well. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, Rich. Thank you.